Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him in person.
Business is his name. Little Texas Blues bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And taking care of business is our name here, too, on the Small Business Advocate Show. When you get to my website, please subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. I'll get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Check out the video. We got a new one up this week. We'll be having a new one up next week, too. And we also have a mobile site, m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Beverly M. Menebel is our guest, and you can find, golly, I don't even know how many different pearls of wisdom she's deposited with us over the last 13 years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, the founder of Talk, Listen, Communicate. She's one of the top communication experts in the galaxy, and she's our good friend, Beverly M. Menebel. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about words that causes trouble. We talked in the previous segment about not and but.
Yeah, there's little words.
Little tiny words
that cause big problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one is we don't use it as much, but it's the word must.
Must.
It demands compliance. And it just, when you tell somebody they must do something, their bats go up. So if you're talking to your employees, or you're talking, maybe you're the customer and you're talking to someone and you say, well, this must, you know, be done this way.
Mm-hmm.
It cuts off all negotiation, all friendliness. So instead of saying somebody must, if you will describe the benefit for doing it, and instead of saying you must call Joe, by calling Joe today, you know, it's likely that he'll be receptive.
So you're saying receptive. If I'm an employer, I should say, If you do this, I won't yell at you.
No, because that's the not. And I am also saying occasionally must is an important word, but it's overused, and when it's overused, it loses its value.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things we must do. We must pay our taxes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My elderly parents made a big mistake on their taxes in 2009, and trust me, we're finding out. You must pay your taxes.
Yeah.
So use it when you need it, but to use it when you don't need that strong of a word undermines everything that you're saying.
It's really, I'm really glad we're talking about this, because one of the things that it's been interesting to me to observe about people are the people who use language artfully and strategically and effectively, and the people who just think that they can use almost any word that comes to their mind, and if there are ten words that would specifically describe what they do, what they mean, they'll use the one that's the broadest example rather than the one that's the most surgical, so to speak.
I agree, and for every word, there's 5 to 7 different definitions. And
right.
So the broader the word, the broader the interpretation, and we wonder why we have miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it keeps people like me, you know, employed and eating, yet some of these are just so simple, small mistakes that if we'll just be aware of them, and that's the first step, is to recognize that not, but, always, never, should, no, try, must are what I call trouble words, and they will get you in trouble, or they have the potential of getting you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid them when possible. Doesn't mean you throw them away. Avoid them when possible. You will be better off. But first you have to know what they are. Then you have to catch yourself, and eventually you'll start catching yourself before it escapes from your mouth.
Well, and one of the things I'd like to think about along these lines, Beverly, is you know, if you want to be an athlete, if you want to be a play in a sport, if you're going to be good, and to be and to not get injured and be successful, you got to practice. You've got to exercise. You've got to think about what you're doing. If you're making a living in the marketplace, your prowess is largely the words that you use, whether you're writing them or saying them. So if you're gonna get better at this sport that we've chosen in business, or whatever, you know, if it's politics or whatever, if you're communicating, you gotta work on this. You gotta practice. You gotta exercise. What do you think, Beverly?
You and I have talked before on your show. You sell yourself every day, and you sell yourself in part by what comes out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to choose the right words. You be succinct as possible. Yes, be friendly. You know, there's a lot that goes with this, the body language, the timing. And we say, well, words aren't that important. They are. The words get in our way.
Words are very important. Yeah, the words we use, they can either compel people to do things that you want them to do, or they could be fighting words.
Exactly. And if you will be aware of the innocence, the apparent innocence of these words, and yet how they can hold you back. Mm-hmm. You take the word "should." Ah, that's like an arrow that
you should have done that better.
Yes, it produces guilt.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.